Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Greg is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Greg, are you good at spotting fake news? Because in this day and age, it's more important than ever.
I think so.
Right. When you say it's more important than ever, Dave, you know, I just want to point out the reason that we've created this segment, Fake News Farah, is because you are one of the biggest shills for the multilateral, multi-billionaire, constitutional...
What did you just call me?
...avoiding elite...
What?
Spreading your fake propaganda to the masses.
Why did you say that?
What?
What?
Shut up, Mahoney.
You're an agent of the Bilderberg Group, aren't you? You're working with the Illuminati, spreading that fake-ass news.
All right, Greg. So I've got three stories for you, and Mahoney's dumbass and Sylvia's not-so-dumbass do not know which one is fake, which one is real. There are two very real stories. There's only one that's fake. Your job is to spot the fake news today, okay?
Okay.
Greg, can you confirm or deny that Dave is the biggest liar on the show?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Excellent.
So you're working with them
too,
right, huh?
That's right. I hope you win today, Greg. All three of these stories are relationship-based.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, relationships can be tricky.
They can.
Here is story number one. A woman stabs boyfriend for not liking Instagram selfie quick enough. A 22-year-old woman was arrested for stabbing her boyfriend in the face with a sharpened pencil.
Oh my God.
Because he did not like her post on Instagram within the allotted 10-minute time frame. The woman stated to police that she, like literally, feels like she is the victim in this situation. Her lawyer, who wholly admitted the woman made the wrong decision, defended the woman's actions, saying this young woman acted in self-defense. In a way, he assaulted her feelings. She was arrested on assault with a deadly weapon and disorderly conduct charges.
God. Do you remember how bad your knuckles hurt when you would sharpen a pencil
near
the wall?
Those are worse.
Yeah.
All right, so that is story number one. Does that sound like it could be real to you, Greg?
I think that sounds like it could be pretty believable.
All right, here we go.
In this day and age? Yeah.
On to number two, a guy named Jason Loffman, 34 years old, from Vuvuzela County, whatever, was arrested on charges. was arrested on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after getting into a domestic disturbance over a can of shrimp. His mom's boyfriend, whose name is Michael Earhart, who is 52, accused Loffman of stealing a can of shrimp. Loffman apparently would not stand for having his honor besmirched over a can of shrimp, so the argument soon escalated to threats of physical violence. Loffman and Earhart decided to take it outside, where Loffman threatened to beat up his not-quite-yet stepdaddy with a statue. The two managed to cool off for the moment. Earhart returned, went inside of the mom's bedroom, but the son burst into the bedroom and grabbed a samurai sword and once again threatened Earhart, this time with the sword. His mom and Earhart managed to cool him down, and Loffman once again retreated, but he still was not done. This time he went to the kitchen, grabbed some knives out of a drawer, returned to the bedroom, and started chucking them at Earhart. Earhart managed to escape by sliding glass door in the bedroom.
Whew.
Statue, samurai sword, knives.
Shrimp.
Badass.
That was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Lots of ups and downs.
That sounds like it could be so true.
I know.
What state was that in?
Wherever Volusia County is.
That's in Florida.
Oh, it is Florida. Okay. Yeah.
How do you know that?
I'm from Florida.
There you go.
Daytona Beach.
Is your name Jason Loffman by chance? Your real name?
Confirm nor deny.
There you go. All right. Well, since you're from Florida, let's stick with Florida here. A Florida man admitted to cops that he assaulted his live-in boyfriend because the victim only listened to music by Alanis Morissette. Quote, that's all the mother effer listens to. Alan Casey, 24 years old, told sheriff's deputies in the Jacksonville home that he shares with Todd Fletcher, 33. Fletcher told investigators that Casey hit him in the face with a plate, bleeding from a large cut. He stated that he was listening to Alanis Morissette and his boyfriend didn't like it, so the suspect hit him in the face. When deputies questioned Casey, he complained about Fletcher's taste in music and reportedly said, I hit him in the face.
I mean, who doesn't love the sweet sounds of Alanis Morissette, especially like those first couple albums? I mean, just so iconic. Right? No?
I mean,
Ian just threw something at the glass. You don't like Alanis Morissette?
Not the song?
That's ironic.
I'm deep tracks, not singles. Come on, guys.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to... What did he do now? He stabbed him in the face?
He hit him in the face with a plate. With a plate.
Isn't it ironic?
Was it at dinner?
Because that would be ironic.
Was he hungry?
All right. So there you go. We got the three stories for you. The 22-year-old girlfriend who stabbed her boyfriend in the face with a sharpened pencil because he didn't like the selfie quick enough.
I didn't know there was a time frame, by the way.
The son, yeah, has to be within 10 minutes.
Huh.
34-year-old Jason assaulting his soon-to-be stepdad with a statue and then a samurai sword and some knives from the kitchen over canned shrimp. Or the two Florida men that got into the altercation because of the love of Alanis Morissette. Two of these are entirely real. One of them is fake news. Greg, it is up to you to decide which is fake news.
Okay, so I think that the first one is fake.
You think the 22-year-old girl is fake?
I have to agree with Greg. Like, okay. I don't want it to be real. I feel like that's how I'm invested.
I'm going.
I like that the last two stories, which are just as unbelievable, are from Florida. And because Greg is from Florida and he knows how wacky stuff gets down there, he's like, those are definitely true.
Exactly.
Volusia County, Florida.
For the win, the 22-year-old girl stabbing her boyfriend in the face with a pencil over the Instagram post. You're the winner. Congratulations.
I mean, you do not besmirch a man over shrimp. That is a fighting, you know. That calls for a fight.
That calls for an ass whooping.
That's right.
Where did the statue come from? That's what I'm curious
about.
Was it
like the Statue of David, like a little miniature like bookshelf version of
or
it?
Or was it like an actual life-size version of the Statue of David? Just swinging that thing around?
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X 107.5.